Hi, thanks for joining us today. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of Young Hollywood Actors and the Hollywood Parents Guide. And today my guest on this podcast is Los Angeles acting teacher Judy Kane, founder of the award-winning Keep It Real Acting Studios. Judy Kane is also the author of I Booked It, host of the podcast Hollywood Game Changers, and an actress with over 400 commercial credits and over 110 film and TV credits. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Brighton Hall, a school for young professionals in Los Angeles. For child actors, balancing work and school can be tough. Afternoon auditions, long days on set are just part of the business. Many schools have strict attendance policies, while homeschooling lacks community and guidance. Brighton Hall is the perfect combination of academics and flexibility. Their short school day and light workload is geared towards students whose afternoons are spent pursuing their dreams. Brighton Hall's small class size allows for a more personal learning experience, and course material is available online for actors on set. Find out more at brightonhallschool.org. Also, to build a better community, Brighton Hall proudly hosts Brighton Talks, seminars for young performers. These events connect families with industry professionals and provide advice, resources, and networking opportunities. Register now for free at brightontalks.com. Coming up on Tuesday, March 17 at 6 p.m., veteran actor and acting coach John Diacchino will talk about what it takes to be excellent. Judy, welcome to the podcast. Oh,
thank you, Bonnie. It's good to be here.
It is good to finally have you here.
Yes,
we've been trying to schedule this forever.
I know our schedules. We're very busy people.
We are. But we did it. We did it. We're in the same place at the same time.
Yes.
Now, you were a successful working actress before you opened your own acting studio. What made you decide to become an acting teacher?
I started teaching for Carolyn Berry. She had me sub. And Carolyn Berry was my commercial teacher, and she had me subbing. And my business partner at the time said, why are you working for somebody else? And I said, well, I don't really want to enroll people, which I didn't at the time. I didn't want to enroll people to take my class. It sounded like selling cars. You know what I mean? She said, I'll do it. And so she did. She was the enrollment person, and I was the teacher. And I asked my friend and colleagues, Francine Selkirk, if she would rent her studio and come in on the final class. And she was happy to do it. And we ended up teaching together for 10 years.
Wow.
And I truly, my reputation as a commercial teacher was fostered by her. By working with her, and all the agents got to know us. I mean, they knew her, obviously, but they got to know me, and I owe her everything.
Sounds like a super organic sort of...
Yeah, it was, but she was, you know, she was ripe for the picking, and, you know, wanted to... She's such a give-back gal, and, you know, she had a great studio, and she was already renting the studio on Sundays to somebody, so... It was a good fit. I'd come in at night and started one class, and it grew to two classes, and then I had three or four classes. And then I needed my own studio.
I was going to say, when did you make the move to create?
I made the move when I ended the casting business Talent to Go, when I gave that to my business partner and opened this and just became a teacher. But I also saw the need for taping. It was just beginning. This was about 8 years ago. It was just beginning, and I could see the future.
It's interesting. We moved here about 10 years ago, and just at the cusp of that, where people were just starting to talk about it.
Right.
And it's really important.
It is critical. Of course, people have, makshift things in their homes. I know actors are putting little studios in their home and doing the same thing that I'm doing. But there is a huge demand.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are offering that as a service, which it's very hard to do it yourself. Have you tried?
Are you kidding? Of course.
It's ridiculously difficult.
It's really difficult.
I mean, first of all, just to get the whole setup together, unless it's already done, which is why I love this. But, just to get that together, but then to have a reader that you, in a timely way, a good reader, somebody who can, give you something, and then the editing and the compressing and Oh my God.
The uploading, the downloading, you know, I mean, honestly, when we landed here, it was like smartphones weren't really ready for what the requirements were. So I used like this little camera
right.
on a tripod
right.
and there wasn't a single blank wall in the little apartment that Dove and I were in. And so we had to hang like a blanket over a bookcase to make a blank background.
No, I mean, it's
very guerrilla.
There's a lot of guerrilla, and you see now in the instructions from casting that they are not liking the guerrilla. They don't want guerrilla anymore.
Yeah.
They want well done.
Well, I was just in a conversation with somebody else about this, and there's this kind of rising expectation around production values, around just auditions. And I'm thinking to myself, my gosh, production values around auditions. But at the same time, if somebody's blowing through 1,000, self-tapes, 1,000 submissions over the course of a day to try and narrow it down to someone they want to bring in.
They're going to pay attention to something that looks good.
And if something looks bad, it's going to turn them off.
Yep, it is.
And it's not fair, but it's the way of the world.
Well, it's not fair in a way because it's the actors at the actor's expense. But they always say, "But you can do it yourself." But you really can't. So I mean, it's a real catch-22.
Yeah.
It's there's always going to be something for actors, a hurdle to jump over. You know, I mean, back in the day, we had to have 300 headshots stapled with the resume to your agent at all times.
Well, luckily that part's changed too.
That's gone, but now you have the self-tape, so there's always something.
It's always something. Where's Rosanna Dan?
Yeah,
who's catching this reference? So do you have an overarching philosophy that guides your studio, would you say?
Well, I mean, obviously, keep it real, is the overwhelming, I think that all the teachers come from that perspective. But for me, I always hire people who are passionate about acting, not bitter, and they have to still be working. Because I find that if you're still a working actor and you're still actively engaged in pursuing the jobs, then that keeps you passionate. And it offers you it offers the students a current perspective on the climate of the industry, which I think is important rather than what it used to be like. Because there's some people out there who are teaching who haven't really seen the inside of an audition room in a long time.
Decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is harmful to an actor because you don't get a lot of chance to meet and greet a casting director to make an impression. I always say, you have one chance to make a first impression.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So if they're coming in green or dated or too presentational.
Mm-hmm. Which is old school, which
worked
20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work anymore.
No.
No, things have really, really changed.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, you offer a selection of commercial classes as well as improv and theatrical in your studio here in LA, which we're in, by the way, right now. Can you tell me about these classes?
Well, the commercial class, A to Z, was the first one. That was the embryo. And I structured it, and it's literally the same structure I've been teaching for almost 20 years. It's 6 weeks. It covers every type of commercial audition you'll go on. There are 5 types. So we go over a technique that I use to sort of master or get a hold of that type of audition. It's the personality style audition, MOS, no dialogue. It's the spokesperson, it's a scene, and the improv audition. And then the final week we have an agent come in.
That's exciting.
Yes.
That's hard to come by. That's actually a big carrot.
And they love coming because they know they're going to have actors, see actors who at least have been trained and trained well.
Yeah.
So we get great agents in here, and they often take pick up people. So that's nice. Always nice. Then I have a casting prep intensive, which is kind of the intermediate class where we just tackle more difficult things and try to work with them on honing their technique.
Now, is this commercial or theatrical?
Commercial. And then I have an advanced commercial class, which I love because I have a mock audition or a mock callback every week. So I have a casting office in, or sometimes a director in, or a producer in, somebody in the room. So they come in one at a time or two at a time for a scene. They do their audition, they leave, and then we do a Q&A. That's all in the course of the first hour.
With real feedback.
With real feedback.
Yeah.
And it's awesome, because then I can see what they're actually doing in the callback room.
Right.
Because once the first class is over, they're going to be comfortable. So I'm not going to see what happens when they get nervous.
Hi. With the entertainment industry changing every day, I'm continuing to work to be a source of inspiration and information in your life. As it's been for 5 seasons and over 120 episodes, the Hometown to Hollywood podcast will be there for you. Now, I'm asking you to be there for us. The podcast has been a labor of love for years, and now I'm asking if Hometown to Hollywood's been a friend to you, if it's helped, educated, and inspired you, please become a supporter of the podcast. For only $5 a month, the price of a latte, you can become a friend of the podcast and help me afford to continue to do the work that you've come to depend on for honest, insightful interviews that shed light on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. If you can afford it, pitch in $10 a month and become a good friend of the podcast. Your support helps supplement the people who can only give $5 a month. Join now. Just go to hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. That's hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. And in just 2 clicks, you can have access to the complete version of this incredibly informative conversation, as well as each upcoming episode and the entire collection of over 120 past episodes. If you can't afford $5 a month to subscribe, the first 10 minutes of every episode will still be available for free. Subscribers get the full episodes delivered right to their inbox. Thank you. I appreciate your support, and I can't wait to share the exciting upcoming conversations with you. Meanwhile, if you could use some one-on-one coaching, invest in a video consultation session with me. Just go to hometowntohollywood.com and click on the consultation page. In 60 or 90 minutes, you can get peace of mind and a detailed action plan. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams.